Here, sit down. Make yourself comfortable. I was going to work the other morning, and these two chicks were on the bus, and they were running off their mouths about everybody's business. Yeah, you know how women are. Talk, talk, talk. Well, then they were talking about my business, so I listened. Your name and my name came up. Yeah, they were saying things like, yeah, Marjorie ain't got a man up tight no more. He been tipping uptown. And Marilyn's gonna take him from her if she don't look out. Who's Marilyn? I don't know who she is. You tell me who she is. They don't know what they're talking about. They seem pretty sure to me. Yeah, and you know what? They even mentioned the word love. Yeah, love. Well, if you got so much respect for love, at least respect for our love, then why don't you try proving? How? You don't know how to prove it? Well, what you just do is stop! In the name of before you break my heart, think it over.
Think it over, baby, baby.
Baby, baby, I'm aware of where you go.
We'll be right back. Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
I'm Happy Friday, everyone. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. We were just listening to Veneer Small off of their album Drifting, released 2024. Hashtag bring back Veneer, because they haven't done a show in, like, such a long time. It's crazy. And I honestly, like, genuinely forgot they existed, respectfully, until I was wearing my sister's shirt. But yeah, they just haven't done a show in so bomb-a-clot long. The last one was actually, it was like 2025 of like last year, so almost a year now. But before that, they hadn't done a show in a really long time. And, you know, I'm trying to catch that. So Veneer, if you're listening to this, we want you back for real. And then I also played some Slow Pulp with Broadview off of their album Yard, because I feel very like this is the pregame to Folk Fest, because next week I will be at Folk Fest. And then not only that, but what else, it's July. Shout out to July. I feel like June was really, really quick, and I feel like July is going to be really, really quick, because, like, it's already going to be Folk Fest next week, which is insane. But nevertheless, this is kind of like my pregame, and I'm so excited because I'm just going to be seeing a lot of really good music, and I have seen a lot of really good music recently, so I kind of just want to shout that out. And yeah. But yeah, today's kind of just going to be very much like pregame to Folk Fest. What I'm excited to see, what I'm excited to do. And yeah. And I'm also not even like actually in the booth today, because I have work at 5. And I was like, because you know what? And I'm also going to Gimli after work, so I have to prepare for that. So I was like, honestly, it'd be more efficient if I just recorded from home. So that's what I'm doing. Hopefully this doesn't sound like absolute terrible. I was gonna say something else, but you know, if you've been listening to me in this, you know that I've had an era of swearing, but now I'm okay, I'm fixed now. But anyways, up next is Boy Golden and Cat Clyde. Boy Golden, I really hope that Cat Clyde brings out Boy Golden for the song, and it's off of Boy Golden's new album, actually, Best of Our Possible Lives, which it's super good. I've listened to it already. And yeah, I'm hoping that Cat Clyde, because they are going to be at Folk Fest, I'm so excited. Like, I'm very excited for Cat Clyde. Yeah, I'm so excited for her. But yeah, anyways, super excited for Cat Clyde. Hopefully Boy Golden, fingers crossed. But without further ado, here is Cowboy Dreams off of Best of Our Possible Lives on UMFM 101.5. Okay, that was just Linda Perhaces. I'm terrible with names. Anyway, with Hey, Who Really Cares off of Parallelograms. She loves making shit complicated, okay? Anyway, anyways, that was just Hey, Who Really Cares. Because, again, like I said, this is technically like the pregame to Folkfest, and she is super, super great. She's one of my favorites in folk for sure, along with like Karen Dalton. Like, I was super obsessed with Karen Dalton, and I still am. I love Karen Dalton. She's amazing. She's literally like the folk version of like Billie Holiday, and everybody says that, so like that's not even original, but you know what I mean. But yeah, so played some Linda just because I feel like if I'm doing a pregame to Folk Fest, like I have to play some folk, and especially women folk. No shade to the guys, no shade to men, but I think I really, really enjoy like women-led folk a lot more, like high key. I don't know why that is, but I've realized that. So yeah, I was like, I feel like I need to bring a woman's presence here. And then I also played some Black Country New Road because they're also going to be at Folk Fest, which I'm so fucking excited about. And ooh, sorry, Michael. Anyway, I'm super, super stoked about, though, nevertheless, Black Country New Road. And I feel like everybody that I've talked to about Black Country New Road has literally been like, oh my god, I'm so excited. So I'm definitely gonna see like literally everybody that I know ever, which is exciting. I'm very excited. But yeah, no, Black Country New Road, I'm so excited. I played Besties off of Forever How Long, which is, I believe, their newest album. But yeah, no, when I saw them on the, like, on the list, I was like, oh my god. So, again, very excited for for Black Country New Road. However, Father John Misty, I don't think I'm gonna catch him because of the fact that I think he starts earlier than Real Estate. And as you guys know, or maybe you don't know, I absolutely love Real Estate, so I literally cannot afford to miss that, like, absolutely not. So I will definitely be at Real Estate. And also, I just feel like low-key, like, I'm kind of LARPing because I don't really listen to Father John Misty that much. Like, I like his songs, but I'm not really, like, it's not as important to me as, like, Real Estate, like, for sure. He and Real Estate is, like, I just feel like they're going to be so good live. So I'm really excited for that, nevertheless. And then I also played some Fontaine, and I've played, actually, shout out, I've low-key played, like, a lot of CanCon today, because I was like, let me low-key, like, get on my Zoom real quick. But yeah, shout out to Fontaine. So good. She released a new album called Good Buddy, and it's so good. I've seen it live like a couple times. One of the most recent times I'm thinking about seeing Fontaine was actually at Village Music Fest this time last year. And it was so freaking good. It was really, really good. Like, Fontaine was amazing. I saw her at Osborne Tap House, I believe, and it was a really great show. So I'm so excited because they're on the bill for Folk Fest, and oh my god, anything like Boy Golden, Fontaine, like literally anybody from that realm, like I'm so there. So I had to play some Good Buddy, and I played Fraying off of Good Buddy. Shout out to Fontaine, she is from Winnipeg, and she is so very awesome. So I'm very excited. That is another set that I'm excited for, is definitely Fontaine, because she is the fucking goat. And yeah, like, I literally have like low Kirk, like I just love Fontaine, like, high key. If you're listening to this, like, shout out Fontaine, like, you know, I'm gonna be at Folk Fest, like, if you want to holler at me, like, let me know. Anyways, I'm totally joking, but yeah, it's kind of a short episode again because I'm not actually in the station today, so I was also like kind of making this playlist a little bit late. And I didn't really know what I wanted to play. Like, I knew that it was going to be, like, Folk Fest stuff or, like, pre-Folk Fest stuff. But then, other than that, I was like, I don't really know. And, yeah. And I've also been listening to the same thing that I was playing last episode. If that's relatable to some people. But, yeah. Anyways, speaking of great shows coming up, I've seen so many great shows. Like, I went to Village Music Fest, and I saw Fabio, who is like literally so good. He did so many great freaking covers, like, it was awesome. And then on Tuesday I went to the Flush and Prairie Spirit and Stitch show, and big shout out to Stitch. They're from Vancouver, and they're really, really, really good. Like, I was like, wow, I did not understand your game. And Asher's played them before on his show. But yeah, no, like, so freaking good. And, like, they were, like, really nice guys as well. So big shout out to Stitch. That was a great show. And they recently dropped an album in March called Bright and High. And so I got actually a cassette because it was just great. And I've been listening to the song called Swallow for like low-key a fatty now. And it's just so good. Like, even when they performed it, it was really good. So yeah, big shout out to Stitch. They're also from Vancouver, super awesome. And when I like was following them, or like when I started to follow them, I noticed that they are also kind of like intertwined with Scarlet Fever. Big shout out to Scarlet Fever, they're so cool. And again, a mutual friend of mine is a part of that band, and so it's really cool to see like also just like other scenes from different cities. And yeah, Vancouver scene is so freaking cool, and they have some great stuff, like really great stuff. So yeah, big shout out to them. And then Flush was also freaking great. A couple of my friends play in Flush. Shout out to Ethan and Hunter and Isla. They're all so great. They're really talented. So big shout out to them. That was like my second Flush show. And I feel like that was definitely their best. They covered, what is it? Starting Over, LSD, and The Search for God. And it was absolutely amazing. So big, big shout out to Flush and their first show, because it was so good. Or not their first show, actually. Bro, literally freaking Prairie Spirit said the same thing. They're like, oh, that was Flush's first show. And no, it wasn't. And I fully said that I've been to a Flush show before. So don't, honestly, sometimes people need to take what I say with a big ass grain of salt, because I just be yapping low key. Like, I just be yapping. I just be saying stuff, like, honestly. But anyways, yeah, I have three more songs left. Scarlet Fever, Full Stop, off of Girl with a Shank, or Girl with Shank. Also kind of a newer album. They dropped it last year in November. And then Stitch with Swallow, the song that I've been like absolutely like cooking up, off of their newest album, Bright and High, and their first ever release. Shout out to that. And then last off, we're going to be closing with some C-Clamp. Yeah, C-Clamp is pretty good. I believe this was released off of Numero, and that's how I found them, was Numero. Shout out Numero. Great distribution. But yeah, and they're super cool. They're kind of like slowcore, like Midwest emo kind of thing, but I mess with it heavy. It's pretty good. And this is Soft, off of their singles that they dropped, Soft and Rise. So yeah, anyways, I hope everyone has a great weekend. I shall definitely, but I mean, also I really want the weather to like actually be good, please and thank you, because I don't know, I haven't been to Gimli in so long, and so I'm really excited, but then I'm like, baby, like, is this gonna even work out? I don't know. So yeah, hashtag pray for me. But anyway, yeah, I hope everyone has a great weekend. I bet there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, especially with like Village, not Village Music Fest, but on Sunday, or usually what is it called again, usually whatchamacallit closes, Cordon closes on Sundays, I think, starting this week, but I'm not completely sure. So definitely check that out. It's First Fridays. But yeah, there's a bunch to do. So go out. It's summer. It's finally summer, even though it doesn't feel like it and I'm really sad. It's like technically summer. So yeah. Anyways, I hope everyone has a fabulous Friday. And yeah, this is Full Stop, Girl with Shank, Scarlet Fever, UMFM 101.5. Happy Friday again. Yeah, here it is.
Sleep. Now I know you say you're ready for my love, and that you just can't hardly wait. Yeah. But before you take this heart of mine into careless hands, I've got something to say. This heart's been mistreated. Yes, you're real.